Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos, Shar HaBitachon. The author of the Chovos HaLevavos has been putting a certain idea in our head about how we interact. So yesterday he talked about the status of finding bitachon when a person is single, and how maybe the point outwardly is that the nefesh is also feeling alone in the world, and everybody becomes alone in the world at one point or another, and perhaps therefore a person should be able to understand the major point, which is that when a person is in any particular matzav in life, it's not a heter to give up on life, but rather quite the opposite. It's an opportunity to double down. Well, in today's section, the author of the Chovos HaLevavos comes back and starts talking about somebody who has many, many responsibilities. He perhaps is married, he perhaps has children, he or she perhaps has enemies and friends and people who are dependent on him or her, parents and whatnot. And there too, the role of bitachon is very high. How so? So the person who is going ahead says the Chovos HaLevavos and living life with a series of interactions with people. He has to understand, she needs to understand, that all of our responsibilities and all of our opportunities do not give us the right to go ahead and turn away from our bitachon opportunities and responsibilities. So think about this for a second. If I've got the chance in life to go ahead and do what I need to do, and I have a challenge, because Bein Adam L'Chaveiro demands of me that I sometimes act in a manner that's a little bit more chanifadik. What is chanifa? We would say, you know, I have to act in a manner that's inconsistent. In order for me to pay my bills, I have to do things I can't stand. Sometimes I need to go ahead and I need to cheat and steal from my friend, because after all, I have to feed my family. I think that's known as one of the great dilemmas. They made a whole movie about it once called John Q. In John Q, there was a discussion about an individual who needed a certain medication for his family. And so he went ahead and held a hostage in a pharmacy in order for the and asked in return for mandatory medication for his child that he could not afford. And that was the ethical dilemma that was dealt therein. Does one go ahead and steal when it's against the societal opportunity? Well, lest one think that that particular ethical dilemma comes into case all the time, a person needs to understand that when you mess up in issues of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, it comes because of a lack of bitachon. Says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, one cannot engage in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro properly if the person doesn't realize that Hashem takes care of your needs. Hashem is there to take care of you. So therefore, when you choose to interact with a friend, you try to one-up your friend, you try to one-up your family, leave your family, you try to not take care of responsibilities, you fight with your enemies, it shows that you think that there's something you need to do because God's not going to do it for you. Says the author of Chovos HaLevavos, develop a certain internal security, a certain sense of fortitude and comfort in saying, hey, listen, this is who I am. Once I got that, I'll be able to achieve. I work with a young couple right now that's having a lot of difficulty in their lives. So without giving away too many details, both of them suffer from an extreme sense of the fact that they don't know who they are and therefore can't find their place within their sense of godliness. And in talking to the Rebbe who's helping them through the situation, the Rebbe says to me, you know, what they really both have a problem with, from my perspective, is that they lack bitachon. They lack that certain sense of understanding. Each one of them, the husband and the wife, they both don't understand that for what it's worth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares for them. Each one, they play their own role. If I'm going to play my role, then and I'm going to do what I need to do for you because I care for you, because you are my wife, you are my husband, and therefore I'm going to do what I need to do, irregardless of whether it's going to be the thing I feel right now or the thing I want to be doing right now. I'm going to take the step to go ahead and work with you, to work towards you. Then he says, for me, that is a tremendous lack of bitachon. So I said to Mashgiach, it's absolutely correct. It's not just for you because you're the Mashgiach. It's true for all of us. When we are considering what it is we're doing, whether it's in our homes, whether it's our sibling rivalry, whether it's our issues in terms of our standing within neighborhood and community, we have to stop sometimes and ask ourselves a very basic question. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu expect of me? Do I trust in Him for me to expect the same? And if I can turn around and achieve that, I don't need to go ahead and mess around with my own chovos halavavos. I can turn around and say, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that whatever it is that I need, whatever it is that I'm supposed to need, whether I'm aware of it or not, that is what he'll make sure I have in order for me to be successful. Let's take a look at that over the course of the day. See a situation where you're interacting bein adam l'chavero, and ask yourself, do I need to be able to act in a manner X, which is more gruff, or can I turn around and say I have what I need? And if you can figure that out, I can be honest with you, we will all be able to achieve great things. Have a great day.